Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, offering a selection of game day food in the PCC Deli, including take-and-bake pizzas, as well as dips and spreads. With 9 neighborhood locations, more at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Well, Nance, I know that we're going to be talking about making our own homemade stock, just as you resolved to do in one of your cooking New Year's resolutions, and I could sure use some of your chicken stock right now because I've come down with a terrible, terrible cold.
You know, everybody's got a cold and a cough right now, and I think they all deserve to have a nice bowl of chicken soup. So how do you make your chicken stock, buddy?
I used to make it a different way, but I recently came across Deb Perelman's Smitten Kitchen chicken stock recipe, which I know she got from Cook's Illustrated. Seriously, Nance, it couldn't be simpler. It's 3 quarts of water, 3 pounds of chicken wings, a diced up medium yellow onion, 1 or 2 cloves of garlic, and a little bit of salt, which you can add at the end to your own taste. Put them all together, bring it to the very merest simmer, and just let it simmer very, very gently for 4 or 5 hours. By that time, the chicken wings are pretty well shot, so just drain them out. There's not much you can do with them. Drain it and strain it, and you've got a wonderful, wonderful chicken stock. I couldn't be happier with it. You know, I used to use backs and thighs, but I think the flavor from the wings is a lot better. I think Perelman describes it as a little liverish when you use the backs and thighs. And, you know, I think I now agree with her. Go with the wings. No carrots, no celery, no parsley, no nothing. None of that stuff. Just the wings, the onions, the water, a little bit of salt, a little bit of garlic. Let your conscience be your guide there. And it's just great.
What I do and what I've been doing a lot of is whether I roast a chicken at home or whether I buy a pre-roasted chicken at the supermarket, I make stock out of it every time. And you have to do it now. You know what I mean? You got to take it when you're done with dinner, while you're doing the dishes, take that carcass. And I also don't tell anybody, but I also take the bones that we've eaten, the wings,
that I've chewed on,
hey, this, it's family.
Yeah.
And besides, I boil them, then I turn it down and just let it cook. The nice thing about that is you get all of the juices and all of the seasonings from whatever it was you put on your roast chicken. Now, if you buy it at the store, you don't want to do it with the barbecue chicken. You want to get the herb roasted or the rosemary and lemon, something like that. And even if you only get 2 really good cups out of it, you can either make yourself a nice bowl of delicious chicken soup, or you can use it for stock. I always put a little bit in pasta sauces. I mean, you can use it for everything, and it's gorgeous and dark and flavorful. And don't forget to use whatever's in the bottom of the pan, whether that pan is the pan you roasted it in or the container that it comes with. There's always a lot of juice that gets left off there. And I always roast my chicken over some carrots or celery or onions, and you can throw that stuff in there too. It just adds flavor.
And, you know, as you say, even if you only get a couple of cups out of it, so what? That's a couple of cups you wouldn't have had, and a perfectly good carcass has given it all for you. It's not hard to do, and it's really worth it. Give it a try sometime. So, Nance, you're going to San Francisco, aren't you?
I am, and I'm going to wear flowers in my hair.
And it's very passé now. You'll be going with a bunch of the KPLU punters for a food and music and art kind of a trip, and take a look at kplu.org. Just click on San Francisco Trip to get the whole lowdown on that. It's going to be lots of fun, and get to travel with Nancy Leeson, with Seattle Times food writer Nancy
Chicken Bone
Leeson. I'm Dick Stein.